Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Wally, you have a caller.
heaven. Praise God. Praise God, because that's what he is, an on-time God. Welcome to Talk Straight. My name is Minister Ricky Waller. On behalf of Pastor Dockery, in his absence, he is on a campaign trail tonight. And we just want to thank God for the continuation of this ongoing, non-stop Talk Straight broadcast. I am interceding on behalf of him tonight, and I thank God for all of you that are listening, for those that would call in and would be a part of. What we would have tonight on Talk Straight is how to regain control of your life. Glory to God. That's pretty powerful to just be reminded of that, to regain control of your life. And if it happens to be you and you're thinking about some of the things that you've dealt with in your life, you're on the right station right now concerning what we would speak about on Talk Straight. Let's get right on into what it is that I believe is going to be something that we can identify with, especially when you're talking about an on-time God, as the song was rendered. This God we serve that made this day, and he made it on time. So that's enough to rejoice about right there. So I heard we had a caller on the line. If that happens to be so, why don't you just let it be known if you are on the line. We just identify by way of saying, I'm on the line.
All right, Pastor, I'm on the line. Pastor Wally?
Hey, God, yes, sir. There
hey,
goes
man,
the man.
I'm still out here, man. I'm talking to a sister that's been out here for 59 years in Cumberland housing area. She sends her well wishes to you.
Praise God, but thank God for her, man. And you know, you just lift up the name and believe that if she has something to say and she desired to, we welcome her to Talk Straight. And for 59 years of being around, man, I think she has something to talk about briefly if she desired to.
Yes, sir. Well, actually, yes. They are wrapping up now. It cut off at about 7. But I just wanted to say hello to you and let you know that we send shout-outs to you there tonight from Cumberland, Cumberland View area here in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay. Well, thank God. Appreciate that, man. We really thank you and thank you for shouting out to us to let it be known. And
yes,
we just uplift what you all are doing on this night. And again, I want the viewers to know that Pastor Dockery is a man that's on the move. He's doing a lot of things, of course. He'll desire to call in and to check on us and to maybe have something to say himself tonight if opportunity presents itself. And so we thank God for you, what you're striving to do on the campaign trail. Glory
to
God.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and start breaking down here, but I'll tune in to you in probably about 35, 40 minutes.
Okay, why don't you? Okay. Thanks again.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome.
Okay,
we can write.
Yes, you have two callers on the line.
Okay, one at a time. Praise God for the two callers. Caller, why don't you tell us who you are so we know who you're talking to and you can take it one at a time. But you are welcome to Talk Straight and trust something that you can share with us tonight that you can hear that would encourage you tonight. So who am I talking to?
You have 8112 on your line, Pastor. How you doing?
8112, that's my girl. How you doing, sister?
I'm hanging. That's
good. I'm glad to hear that. Motivated by me, you made the call. You just heard him on your head, Pastor Doctor. He's on the other end. He's not here tonight. He's on the campaign trail. Yes, he's going to call
right.
back in and tune in with us with opportunity.
That was
all
wonderful.
Right. Glory to God. And the next caller we have, why don't you identify yourself so we can encourage you?
It's 3122 in Selma, Alabama.
3122, Selma, Alabama. Man, God bless you, Brother Don. We appreciate your calling in there, man. So we have enough words there where there's two or three gathered together in his name. Touching and agreeing, he said he would be in the midst of us. So we thank God for the call. And let me tell something to you about what we're going to talk about tonight, if you will. I don't know if you heard the topic is how to regain control of your life. Could you imagine talking about regaining control of your life? And Pastor Dr. decided that he wanted to come from the book of mine, Fear High, and the book is on page 56 is talking about out of control. And that's how he came up with that. So I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, once I share something about it, you all can talk to CPN and share with us any opportunity to present yourself if you will. And let me start by way of saying, in this particular book, on page number 26, and it says, out of control. And it says, as I proceed into this chapter, please keep in mind that I am talking about a time in my life when I was totally out of control. It is a difficult part of my life to be so open about. Yet it is extremely important that I share the devastation and pain. They are my darkest moments. They must be told so that others would know that they too can change their life, no matter how out of control it has become. I was living a fast pace of immorality, ignorance, and destruction. To keep it real, I was lost. Amen. When you are lost, and that's what it was with me, so my life was out of control. I had no way of getting a grip or anything like that. So I wanted to just put it out there and let it be known, just in case you remember some times in your life when you was out of control. But I can say that I do remember those times when I was living a fast pace life. I didn't have any brakes to cause me to slow down or to keep a look. You know how you're on a bicycle, you're going down in here real quick and you don't have any brakes. And what are you going to use to stop it, you see? And that happened to be what happened with me, and caused me to be out of control and got into a lot of things that I possibly wouldn't have done had I had some self-control, which I didn't have at that time growing up. So talk to me, one of you, if you don't mind, about what you think we can do, or if you can remind the audience about what you dealt with in your life that you had to regain control of your life based on you being out of control at some point in some area in your life. Talk to me. 8112, if you're here. Start it with you.
I'm listening. I feel like this. I'm going to put it right on the table. I'm not a saint like that. I'm not innocent. But I don't ever feel like the Lord took me to the point where my life was out of control. For one reason or another, he thought for some reason, or if I thought something was going horribly wrong in my life, I always prayed about it. And he always delivered me from being out of control, as you're speaking of. So I don't know if I'm going to be a whole lot helpful in that area. And I know we have things, we all have things going on as young people, middle age, including older people.
Sure.
So my point is, I want to listen because if I didn't walk a mile in your shoes, out of control for you could have been totally different for me.
Sure. No doubt. That's why the topic tonight is a text that Dr. put out there, and it's how you gain control.
Yeah, I don't see innocent, but what I do know I'm supposed to do is, if I have a testimony to tell, be willing to tell. And if I tell it to certain people, and somebody, it may reach one, two, three, it may reach everybody in the room.
Right, right. Well, that's what we basically desire to do. And to maybe use your testimony, as you say, you know, that can benefit and help somebody else to know that, hey, well, if she has a testimony, he has a testimony, and you possibly say, you will be able to realize, if I just keep showing up, I might have a testimony.
Right. It's a lot of innocence.
It's not something to take lightly, because there's a lot of people that are out of control as we speak. And I need you to just, you know, come over to the brother John and see if you have a little bit to talk about right now, and then we would go further into, I'm going to say it right over to you. The song that was written, it was talking about he's an on-time guy. So to be on time, that means that he stepped in right on time and gave me an opportunity you know, to regain control of my life. I think that's a beautiful thing. Talk to me, Brother John, about anything in your life that you can say that you regained.
I interrupt because a lot of static coming from here, from somewhere. I don't know where it's coming. I don't know if it's anybody.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. I hear it myself. I hear a little bit of it myself. Brother John, can you hear it?
Yeah, I can hear you. I don't hear the static.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Okay. I don't hear it now, but I did hear what she was talking about. It was a little bit of static, but thank God it's no longer. I can hear
better now.
Yeah. Go ahead, Brother John.
You can hear
yeah.
better now.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm going to keep saying this to y'all. Rick. I'm going to keep bringing it forth to your consciousness. Y'all got to remember that it was my father that persuaded Dr. King to speak out against the Vietnam War. And ever since he did that, the government is going to watch and listen. A guy told me something that Bob Marley wrote a song that says, cut it off at the root before it grows. So the government is very well conscious of those people's children that are coming up, and they scared to have that same influence of persuading our people not to fight wars. You know what I'm saying? So they listen, they interrupt, they pay attention, they infiltrate. So just be aware and you know, be conscious of that and be in prayer.
Yeah, well, we got to stay in prayer because, believe me or not, I mean, that could be something that maybe somebody else is out of control and don't know it, or, you know, when you're out of control and they know it. These are two things about being out of control. Either you know that you're out of control, or there'll be a time when you may not know that you're out of control. And so if that's what that's about, and I know not much about the wars or anything like that, but I do know the war that I was in my own community and the war that I see still going on in the community, you understand, and it caused me to realize that, after all, out of control is something that has power, and it looks attractive. It looks like everything is all right, and you know, and it could be so innocent, and that's the thing that I'm talking about now. When I look at this particular part of the, when it says I was living a fast-paced life. Immorality, ignorance, and destruction. And then I said, to keep it real, I was lost. And so to be lost, and it's over to like the back up thing with the scripture, if you don't mind. In the book of Galatians, chapter number 6, it says these words. It says, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. See, I was going around deceiving myself and didn't even know it, thinking myself to be something that I wasn't. You see, when I was around there and I'm thinking that I was this, but I was not that. And that's why I realized that I was out of control, you see. And so if a person is thinking a certain way and don't know the power of the thinking pattern, that's the reason why the word says, so a man thinking in his heart, so is he. You see, and so many young people today have a mindset of following what others are doing, and all of a sudden they become that. And it's not something that you would say is their fault. It's just that it's on display and it seems to be attractive, and so I get with it. And all of a sudden, I'm out of control and can't find a way to turn around, and so I just wonder how long is it going to be. And open about the power of what it is to be out of control. Anyway, what is the man thinking? If he has to be something, then he is nothing. He deceived himself. Could you imagine when he said he's thinking himself to be something when he's nothing? He deceived himself? I mean, come on, that's pretty deep. That's pretty powerful right there. Talk to me about.
Pastor, we have caller 1098 on the line.
Thank you, God.
Praise God. Good morning.
Good
morning. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How you
doing?
Oh, no,
I'm just listening.
Yeah, man.
I'm listening. Yeah, you know, God, you know, he always has some good points. But at the end of the day, what's going on in the black society, I say this. You know, they don't need the Ku Klux Klan, they don't need skinheads, they don't need none of it, you know what I'm saying? They're killing off the sales, you know what I mean?
Right, sure, I like that.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
It don't take much here in the United States of America to get on the radar of the FBI. You know, you just have to say certain things, do certain things, and you end up on the radar, you know.
Right.
But,
right. You say do certain things, say certain things. Yeah. Yeah, excuse me. You say do certain things, say certain things, you now you end up under the radar, you know, at that instant. And
yeah.
That's amazing. You said that. That's powerful. And I think the topic that and it happens because he's on a campaign trail. And he said he's going to call back in a little bit. He did talk to me, called me. Particularly, he was saying to us, I'll regain control of his life. That means that when a person is out of control and they know it, regain control. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. I think you just have something to offer concerning that. Then I utilize the scripture. When it says, "For if a man think himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceives himself." He's deceiving himself. You see? And that was me. I'm like, man, I deceived myself first, and also deceived the whole people. I'm out of control, but I admit it. And what do you think about that? What do you think about yourself and how you regain control of your life? I think you got to put something to offer with that being said. Talk to us about that. Anything in your life that you regain control of your life as a result of recognizing okay.
Oh, you were speaking to me. Me?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just proud of myself, period, you know.
Right.
Because I did the whole 360 degree turn with my life, and I enjoy my freedom. Not behind bars, thing of that nature. My self-esteem is very high than a lot of people. I'm confident in myself. When I sit out to do something, I succeed. That's about it. What do you say, Don?
I mean, that's awesome to me. That's awesome. You regain yourself 360 turns. So that's awesome, right? That's kind of me change this place, you know? You're thinking it, I mean, that's what it should be about. You know, it's not a shame to say, hey, man, my life turned around and I'm making today. I remember I was doing this and that and the other, but I no longer do that anymore.
Right.
That's a beautiful thing, brother. I like that. It is very well said. Brother Don, I mean, you got something to add to that? You know,
You know, Christ left the Sermon on the Mount 5, 6, and 7. And, you know, back in the day, if you notice back in the day, me and my cousin just got through talking about how the community worked together and they accomplished something together. But back then they had that centerpiece, like you said, the African-American church. And that sermon that came forth was from 5, 6, and 7. And those people actually back then really listened to that sermon and really lived that sermon. They walked that sermon. They talked that sermon. They worked that sermon. They lived that sermon. So, you know, and I think that's why our community need to get back to is 5, 6, and 7. And I think that all the listening parties here tonight, I think we need to take the time and read the Sermon on the Mount, 5, 6, and 7, and then we'll see where the Creator will take us from there.
What about that? Now, you're talking about togetherness. I think that's what it all boils down to in the community. When the community all become on one accord, I think that's kind of similar to it. When I look at that, I think about what can cause division and separation, what can cause all the chaotic things that has come about, and what do you think caused it to take place? I mean, I have an idea. I just wanted to be open and see if any of you have anything that you'd like to add to that, because being out of control and trying to trickle down and whole communities in an uproar, rising one against another, that sounds like to me that's out of control there. So what do we do, to, as you're saying, Brother Don, to come together, be on one accord, bring back the good old days, I would say, redeem the time, basically, and we can find ourselves with the joy, the freedom, togetherness, the power of love, and things like that. 8112, talk to me right there. I know you got a lot of love in your heart, and I think that's why you continue to show up and speak to us and think about how you raise your children and the people around you. Talk to us about the power of love concerning regaining control in our community. What do you think we need? 8112, talk to us. Are you there? Okay, so let's just say, I put that out there for anyone to tap on that, what we need in our community. You understand how, according to the scripture now, we're talking about if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing. The scripture says in the latter part of that, he said he deceived himself. So you could easily be deceived by thinking yourself to be something that you're not. And I give a good example of that. I'm not talking about something that's a good thing. I'm talking about something that's a bad thing that's not even good for you, like doing drugs like I did. And I'm thinking that that's a good thing, but it really wasn't. So I was deceiving myself. But when I regained control and got free, that should be like Oscar said, I'm grateful for the 360-degree turn. So I shouldn't be ashamed of saying, my goodness, I regained control of my life. I no longer do that anymore. Let's think about that in our communities right now. What do we really need? Do we need examples? Do we need to say that it can't be done or that it's too far gone? Or should we be encouraging by living as an example way of life before the people in our community as a whole? Talk to me, somebody. What about that?
Well, I can say, you know, when it comes to the neighborhood, what I just said is black society, most of the black society, period. Wake up. Educate themselves. Stop having babies and not taking care of. Be very selective about who you lie down with. You got guys running around here, borderline retarded, meaning having an IQ below 69, and women too, and they out here breeding, they making babies.
Yeah.
Be more selective, you know. Be more selective. You know, I don't. You know, for the life of me, I don't understand it. You got these women running around here, like I said. You got these guys with an IQ of 69, just retarded. And they breeding with them. They have babies. Me in the same way. You got them running around here with an IQ below 69. Some of them sitting at 45. I'm to my retarded is all outdoors. But they put the hoochie pants on and all that old crap there. And then they lay down and breathe with them. I mean, just a whole lot need to be taken care of in the black society, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's not to me,
you know?
It's not to me, you're talking out of control. That's what that is. It's sick very well of forming under control in an era. Another problem is that you said, you know, you think before they go to doing certain things, it's called self-control. So that is missing,
right.
I would say. A lot of that is missing. So how do you get to that point? What is going to cause them to think about what self-control could do versus just acting out because of what they see in the attire that a person have on that would cause them to say, oh, my goodness, okay, I got to get with that person because of the attire that they're wearing.
Right.
And that goes on. That's impatient. You know, that's an attraction of the world's way of doing things. So it's so much that it caused our community to be out of control. But how to regain control according to the scripture, I think the examination has to take place. One has to check themselves, things like that. I noticed something here. I want to share this based on what we're talking about. He did warn himself about if a man thinks himself to be something, you know, when he's nothing, he deceives himself. But notice right here, listen to the power of these words that come from what Paul said. For I say, though, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but think soberly, according to God has kept every man a measure of faith. Well, as he was talking about, you know, something that fits in the realm of self-control here, and he's saying for a man not to think himself more highly than he ought to think, but think soberly. It sounds like to me it says be self-controlled, you know, to think soberly. How are you going to have those thoughts when you don't have, when you're out of control? You see? And that's why he says, you know, the grace given unto me to every man not to think of himself more highly than he ought. That means that you know that you've been out of control before, but you regain, as you know, you said, a 360-degree turn. You regain your life back, man, and you should be grateful.
Right.
But it's not because you're making yourself to do something that you're not.
Actually, no.
Appreciate for what you're accomplishing. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes a whole lot of sense, you know, and I want to state this, you know, Reverend Doctor talk all the time, you know, about fathers not being in the home and things and that nature. Well, a lot of times the mothers are not in these homes. You know, like I say, they breed, they have these babies, and they drop them off on mama, grandmama, they're gone on, you know.
Yeah,
and here she is, she's uneducated. The knucklehead that put the seed in and blew her up, he's uneducated. So therefore, where does that lead the children? And then again, there's another reason they turn around and wonder what's going on in the black society. This is what's going on in the black society. This is what's happening. Lack of education. A strong lack of education. I call them like I see them. You know what I'm saying? You got an uneducated mother in the house. Kid come home, needs some help. She can't help. Daddy, you know, he gone on. He dropping seeds in somebody else because he's a moron, too.
Man. So that's what's
you
being passed down.
And then, look, the first thing they want to do, as soon as his stomach gets fat, they want to run to him and get some doggone welfare check and some food stamps.
Get up and take the
lazy butt to work.
That's
you know, and that's another thing, you know, that Reverend Docker speaks on. You know, the welfare system, you know, he said, well, the outcasts, you know, it's just so many of them on and staying on it. But I give them the benefit of the doubt. I turn around, I said, well, you see, I have more whites on welfare than you do black. And then as a whole, look at them. You got idiots my age still running around with pistols in their pocket, pants down the butt, almost 7 years old, talking about I got it going on. I'm going to catch me a little twinkle head, so one of them 18 or 19 year old bro. Come on.
Sad to say, there's a lot of that going on. Hold that thought for a minute. I got to get to a song right quick, and then we'll come back and pick right back up on that. Just keep in mind what he just said, Brother Don, and we'll talk about that for a moment. We're going to have a few songs, and then we will be right back. Mm-hmm. After the break. Mm-hmm. Just hold tight. Just hold tight. I think we got a team coming in, and we're going to get it together.
Oh, man.
Just give me a briefing, and we will continue the conversation. But if not, I'm in a change. Yeah, we're talking about a change. Change going to come. That's what we need. We need, change in our life, in our community. So it's not impossible. Sometimes it takes a little longer than others. And so, yes.
You might just come out and back on this.
So the song, we're not able to get much of it, but I heard a little bit of it. It was talking about a change is going to come. And could you imagine, you know, when you're out of control, you seem like nobody can think. After you're talking about how, you know, some of the people, you know, get together and end up bringing babies into the world, and you know, it's like we're separated from self-control in many areas. And so we still have to believe that change is possible, it can be accomplished. And so I guess I came from that knowing, from, you know, from the knowledge of knowing I've been out of control, so I can only imagine so many people being out of control without knowledge on how to regain self-control. So let's talk about what it would be like to see our community regain control of our lives and start to do something different, as we are talking about. And I just believe it can be done even when it looks like there's no hope, because we have adopted that way of life. Talk to them about the faith, because it said in the last reading, according to the scripture, we talked about in the book of Romans, it says, I say unto you, by the grace that is given unto me, that every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Then faith should be high, himself, but he said more highly than he ought to think, but think soberly. God has given every man a measure of faith. So if God has given everybody a measure of faith, is it possible that a person that's out of control can change? I mean, talk to me. I mean, if you consider, like you said yourself, you have experienced that.
Every time I said, y'all block me out. Like, I'm not on the radio.
Hey.
Do you
hear
me? Every time I got ready to say something, y'all blocked me out.
Hey,
my point is this, because this is 8112 speaking loudly and clearly. When you talk about the little girls running around, they tight shorts, some of us can't wait to look at their behind. When you talk about the girls standing on the street corner, some of us have walked a mile or 10 of them in their shoes. When we speaking about ourselves, we done what we done. And we, some of us still do what we do, even at 70 years old. Yes, sir. We were speaking about so I thought. How do we make us better to help these kids change themselves? They know what they doing, so they think.
So they think.
They know when they letting these little boys run around out here doing what they do, so they think they playing big boy draws, wearing big boy draws and big girl panties. So they think, is my point. So therefore, we are their elders, including
that's
y'all.
Right. That's
and
right.
And it is up to us to reach the ones that we can. You can't save everybody, but you can doggone show try.
That's
we're
right.
Not on here, I don't think, to speak just only. I speak about myself because I speak about without the knowledge. You don't know what to tell these kids. And some of them are so lost and disrespect because their parents, some of them, haven't taught them anything. But for those that want to reach out.
Okay, so let me.
We don't sound powerful, downgrading them for what their mistakes. Well, we made mistakes. Everybody make mistakes.
So somebody down in
everybody
somebody
well, you just don't keep on making
there.
The same
yes.
mistakes over and over. You don't keep making the same
but,
mistakes over and over.
That ain't what I
you know,
said. That was
now,
what
see, now you think. No. See, what you think is what you think. Well, understand this. I had no problem with my children. I reared mine.
We ain't
you
just
know,
talking about your children. We talking about
parents,
the children of the world.
If those parents out there just
well,
find
you ain't got no perfect child. Shit,
and
I ain't got no perfect child.
More.
Nobody has that perfect child.
What it is what it is.
Jesus
what it is what it is. Get on them parents. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're supposed to reach out and help the one that you could help. But come out down,
right,
waiting
sir.
For
that's
look
what I'm
here,
saying.
If it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck. It's a doggone duck. If it's a dog, it's a dog. You know, they run around breeding like dogs. Hell, they dogs. You know, because what they doing, dogs do it.
I like
now,
you,
come on,
but you
ought to
be ashamed of yourself.
You are unrealistic. You are unrealistic.
I like your conversation most of the time, but tonight, I think you
I
ought
know,
to
I, look,
shame and
I don't,
praise
look, really, really, I don't care what you like.
Kids, kids.
You know,
what they talk
I don't,
about
really, I don't care what
like
you like.
You wouldn't like that.
I don't care what you like. See, you out there, you are part of the problem. You are not the solution. You are standing up for antisocial behavior. Behavior
no,
that's uncalled for.
No,
they, then they
sir.
Run around
no,
there with them
sir.
Short pants on, showing their butt. Somebody need to go knock on the door and talk to their mother and ask them to change their dress.
How do you know that
that's
wasn't
the problem.
Me? How do you know that wasn't me? How
okay,
do
so
you know
well,
that wasn't me?
Well, if that were you, you got what you asked for. Your stomach got blowed up. Now, how's that?
Who told you that? Who told you that? I did just fine with all seven of my children with their dad. I did just
fine. We can't go no further right now because I'm trying to get a partner. You won't let me say anything. And first, I got to go all the way to when I called on you 81-12. Listen to me now. I want y'all to listen to me. I called on 81-12, but there was no response. Do you know, you remember that, Debbie? Called on you, and there was no response, so you was not ignored. That's number one. I asked the question directly to you, but you didn't get on the line, so I just went on and started to see you to put it out there. Now, you remember the time when we was on the line, and we was talking about being able to have self-control and being able to let one talk, and then the other one can talk no matter what's going on? That's when we know that we are growing in knowledge and wisdom and understanding, because out of control can fit a lot of areas. You see what I'm saying? It don't have to have nothing to do with where you go, how you look, who you're talking to. It has to do with what you have learned. And once we do learn how to exercise, we were talking about in the sports arena. How, remember that? We were talking about how to exercise now. And that's going to be in athletics, to control how you respond and how you listen. That was pretty deep. So what I'm going to ask, according to the question, have we been knowledgeable about the scripture, not what our opinions are? Earlier, I went in the book of Galatians, and I said these words, and we're going to get back on that if you don't mind. In verse number 3, according to chapter 6 of the book of Galatians, it says, "For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceived himself." And that's not delivering nobody. That's just saying you have to know it. That was that you at one time? So that's what Outcast is talking about, change. You're talking about, and sister, you're talking about a person being that way, and you say that could have been me with the Bermuda shorts on, and you know, that's where you are right then. But what about when change takes place? Should you exercise being an example and say, "Well, I do understand. I used to be like that myself." And how are we going to reach our community? Because there is hope, you know, or is it too, as I used to hear people say, it's too late, nothing can be done about it. Yes, we have to be great examples. So I just want to ask this question, and any one of you can tackle this right here if you don't mind. The word says, if a man thinks, so you can think yourself to be something when you really is nothing. But he said that you deceive yourself, so it's time to examine ourselves so we won't be thinking like that. That's what I had to do, and I'm like, man, I don't want to think anymore about myself. I appreciate being free. So what about somebody else? I reach out. Are you guys reaching out to help somebody be mindful of that they have hope? Talk to me about that. Is there hope? 8112, I'll give it to you first. I want you to be a better man. A lot of noise. Okay. So anybody like, is there any hope out there for the people who are out of control in areas of what it looks like or what they're saying or what they're doing? Is there any hope concerning what's going on out in the real world? Because there's a lot of people that's out of control that may not even know it. You see? And they're thinking themselves to be something. And the word says, if you think yourself to be something when you're nothing, you deceive yourself. And so a man thinking in his heart, so is he. So thoughts do come. And you know, hey, I need somebody to talk to me now. So
mute,
I asked you to come in. So, Don, you got something to say concerning that?
Right, we have a couple of new callers coming in.
Got another caller coming in? Welcome, caller.
You have a couple of new callers coming in.
I bet you do.
Hello, okay. Hello. It's Dockery here.
Yeah. Who's on the line?
This is Pastor Dockery, Reverend Dockery here. We're able to get back with you guys.
All right, Pastor Dockery, come on in and talk to us, man. We got the fire burning on you, man.
Okay, no. I'm just filling in. I don't know where you are, but you know, I'll follow and catch up with you.
We're talking about how to regain control of your life. And the good thing in your life is you have to regain control of, and you found out, you know, we talked about in the book of Steel High, which is what you suggested, and we talked about being out of control. And I was saying I was living a safe life. It caused me to be out of control, but I was so glad that I got a chance to change. And now I would like to be an example to others. So what do you think about this? What do you have to say?
Well, you know, this is the National Night Out Against Crime. And we had a young man that was killed here in Nashville last week or so. They just buried him this past weekend. And his brother came up to my table and showed me the T-shirt, said, "This was my brother right here. I'm glad you talked about this tonight." And it was a sad thing, man. It was a sad thing, but all of his friends that were around him, this was over in another housing area, you know, they were still in grief. And sometimes we get out of control like that, but the good news is there's hope. There's hope. And I just told him, you be encouraged, man, and look at how you can avoid that same pitfall, because the enemy is getting 2-for-1 out here in these streets, man.
Well, you said the most thing about that is hope. You remember you said that. Okay, talk
yes,
to
sir.
Us. You said that
yes,
hope.
Sir.
Okay, come on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, I mean, you know, in line of your thoughts and your topic tonight, gaining control, sometimes we may not have all the answers starting out, and we may make some mistakes, bump our head a few times. But at the end of the day, we should be able to learn from it, and that's how we're able to regain control of our lives and you know, what's going on. You know, even though you make a mistake, the devil wants you to feel bad.
Right.
You know what I mean? And good people just give up on themselves because of a past mistake.
Nah, goodness. That's awesome. Right there,
but
man.
The good thing is that there's hope in God.
Yeah, that's good. And you definitely want you to do it.
Hey, is that 8112?
Yeah, you got something you want to say. Yes, sir.
8112?
Here, I'm here. I had the phone on Mrs. Carlos trying.
Okay.
I've been trying to talk all night. Hey, I feel like it's a man thing, so I'm going to let them do their manly.
Y'all don't do her like that. Hey, don't do her like that. Man.
Okay,
I feel
like anyone else. And as a woman that speaks up for the children's defense, no, I do not uphold their wrongdoing. But I guess
yes, you do.
When you get, here she go. She's going to keep going. When you get through talking about your tail, when you are of age, more so than these kids, be it that they a boy or a girl wearing them short pants that you probably can't wait to look at, with all due respect, sir. And your children are not maybe as bad off as some of these kids because they have you in their lives. But they're still children out here. We look at them and say, some of us look at them and say, oh, she wearing them, look, hooch-cooch pants. Oh, the boy done did this, and he done laid the seed, and then they got a little retarded kids. I think that's improper, inappropriate, and I think it's very wrong for any grown person to say that, be you male or female.
You mean to tell
that's
me you got two people,
you
both of them got an IQ of 50,
and these kids
and
here,
they not retarded?
about them like that?
Yeah,
you're going to tell them anything. You can tell me nothing. If I was 15 years old, because I wouldn't want to hear what you're talking about.
So,
and neither do they. Yes, I have a voice. Yes, I am a woman. And yes, sir, I speak up against what you said on this radio.
Hold on 1 second. May I say something?
And I'm talking about it.
Okay, may I say something? Now,
go ahead.
You know, we strive not to make this a conversation about women or men. We're people having a conversation, and I'm not sure what that was that conversation about the clothes and that sort of thing. But we kind of talked about this last week, remember, where we identified the fact that a behavior that is disruptive or inappropriate, it doesn't matter who it is. It's not just because you're black. But our duty is to correct, right? Would you agree with that, 8112? That when we see something out of order, we should, in love now. I'm not talking about dogma.
I just said that. I've been saying that when I got a chance.
Okay. Okay, I'm not sure where the dissension was, but all right. Outcast, how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing good. Now, you know, I was sitting my point was this. One of the problems is, Reverend Doctor, you got a lot of people. Some of them are grown now, you know, not just teenagers. They have IQs of 40 and 50. One was pregnant. They brought a child into the world. This child need nurturing. This child need care. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kids go on to come up and start going to school. Mama sitting there, she dumber than a box of rocks. Daddy gone on out there to put a seed in somebody else.
Hey,
now you tell me what's wrong with this bitch.
You
think
you got
to see
that smiley like that?
Hold on 1 second.
Well, 12 is not understanding.
Him and
being and say that's natural behavior. No, don't do that. That's not natural behavior.
Let's get back to the swing of the topic.
But it's the truth, though. Some people can't do it, but it's true.
I respect y'all. I love y'all, but I got to go because now you're going to take it another level.
Okay.
You talking about other people's kids, and you saying, I raised my children. Who the hell said they was all that other than you?
Okay. Hold on 1 second, guys. Let's be civil. I know this is the conversation was a little passionate, but we're gonna work into it. And this is a recorded show, and others are listening. So let's be civil. But now, what I'm hearing,
laughing because this is not funny to me. It's sad.
Okay.
You on the radio
okay.
Station about how you helping. You ain't helping nobody by talking about them like they're nothing. And you call them mongoloids and ingrates in so many words.
Okay, hold on one second. Let's if you don't mind. It sounds like y'all having some pretty heated conversations.
Yeah, I need to stop the minute. So I wanted to make sure we get back to the topic and what you were talking about is basically how the of your life. That's a personal thing that can help other people. Now we can get back into the same world. Realizing listen to what I'm saying.
I'm listening.
How you have the scripture according to Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 3. Again, it says, for if a man thinks himself to be something, then he is nothing. He deceives himself. So that's something that a person needs to be mindful of is that if you was out of control once upon a time in your life, and you was thinking yourself to be something when you're nothing, you deceive your own self. I identify
right.
that. I can't think about nobody else. But I identify
yeah.
that I was out of control. I admit. And so if a person can say that, this is what we're dealing with. If you regain in your life control, then be an example and tell us how you've done that and so you can be a better example to other people. That's what we're talking about. Get back on top of it. You know?
Yes. Yeah.
That's
okay.
You brought up.
Yeah, and I know, Pastor, sometimes our dialogue gets a little heated, and I pray that no one is intentionally trying to offend anyone. The truth is that, and unfortunately, we see this a lot. If you go visit a lot of clinics and things of that nature, it's not even the biological birth defects that they or the IQ But oftentimes the use of alcohol and other substances affect children's growth and development in the womb, right? Now, having said that, the point is not to downgrade them or denigrate them. But the truth is that one of the things we have to encourage people to know is that you have to maintain healthy behaviors before you start making children. Because it is true that all genetics tells us when certain genes are mixed, basically, you do have a certain outcome. There are a lot of Europeans that often in the mountainous regions, there's a lot of interfamily mingling, and children come out of it, and Down syndrome often is associated with and things of that nature. So, I mean, we're not here to downgrade anyone or anything like that. The point is, though, Pastor, your experiences should be instructional to others. I think that's what I was hearing you saying. And
yeah,
if you've seen how you've got success from something you've done, pass it on. That's what the Bible talked about when it said, when thou art strengthened or converted, strengthen your brother.
Yeah, that's it.
You know?
That's it. And that's it.
That's the
and
point of testimonies. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and that's the reason why he said, the scripture says, you know, not think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but think
right,
boldly.
Right.
Man of your faith. So that means that you have faith, everybody else has faith, so we're going to believe that if I regain control of my life, I need to tell somebody basically what you said. And that means that there's hope for others, because that's what I do believe, that we should be able to have the energy flowing and say, hey, you know, that's hope. I know that person like this right now, but there is hope right there. Because so many people that is out of control that don't even know it, you see, and then there are some that's out of control that find out that they're out of control, but now they need some information on how to get and regain control, you see, if that makes
sense.
Sure. I'm out of control, but how do I regain control? And that's what
I like
to be able to put emphasis on. And the way I regain control, go ahead, Pastor.
No, I was just going to say, I'm thinking about what 8112 was saying, and as well as Outkast, and I'm not sure if they were hearing one another clearly. I appreciate her saying that no matter what the status is or what the condition is, we don't want to ever make them feel as though they're not appreciated and respected. But I'm not sure if she was hearing what, and I don't know how the conversation began, but it sounds like to me what Outkast was saying is that these are real issues. And no matter what you do to dress it up, they're going to be what they're going to be. Now, of course, if somebody has a major physical condition or even a major mental condition, it's not appropriate to dog them out or to make fun of, but at the same time, you should not put them in a position where they will be made to embarrass themselves. You follow what I'm saying?
That makes a lot of sense. You know,
yeah, because you don't want to set them up for failure. You know they're not capable of functioning and that sort of thing. You don't want to set them up for failure. Is Outkast still there? Can we cut him in?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going anywhere.
All right, was I understanding you correctly, Outkast?
Yes, you know, I mean, you know, like the thing is this. I mean, we crossed this here once before. You got a lot of guys out here, you know, they know that a lot of these women, IQs are very low. They take them, pack them up with babies, and then
you
walk off and leave and go and get someone else pregnant. Now, that child isn't at home. The child is there. And the proper nurturing and guidance that that child needs, then the child is not getting it. You know, and this has been a big drop off in America. You know, this is part of
this
the problem also. You know, my objective was not to down anything, but instead bring it to the light.
Okay.
You know, it seems like to me, she's objective, which you have a right to be objective, but be objective. Get the solution to the problem. Let's stop this erratic behavior. We must be, again, be careful about what you lie down with. And that goes for both the men and the women. You know, but you got these men running around here, borderline retarded with IQ below 69.
Well,
and they breed.
Yeah. Well, and then
a lot of them, their gene is in them.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, that's interesting you say that because just is 8112 still there with us? 8112, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I was going to say, 8112, that I was listening to what he said. Just tonight, young fella was out there and he was asking people for money. Now, this is a, you know, and it was clear that he was annoying people. But he struck me not to have the best mental faculty. And people were starting to become annoying with him and just shrugging him off and what have you. I didn't have no money. And I hate to tell him I didn't have any, Pastor, but
right.
I didn't have any cash on me, you know.
Right.
And, but my point was, hold on 1 second, Don. My point was that he was out there, and just like everybody else in that community, this is what 8112 said. He should have been welcomed like everyone else. But
yes,
at some
sir.
Point, you got to stop hitting everybody up for money. You got to stop hitting up everybody for money. Because it was annoying, 8112. It was a very annoying
thing.
I've
been there. I know this, sir. I do. I respect that, Pastor Dockery. That wasn't what I was saying.
Okay.
That was not what I was saying. Outcast even insulted me as far as I was concerned. He said, well, that's why you had them babies. My babies are very intelligent. Very well outspoken, as you speak about your kids, but they also know that life is what it is and how to take care of themselves is what I was trying to say to you, sir. I didn't mean any disrespect. But when you talk like that, you're on a national radio station. You don't know who's on there listening. It could be some of them mongoloids, ingrates, dumb little hookers you talking about as young women that want somebody to say one kind word to them, and they can grab a hold of that and their whole life may change. That was my point.
Makes sense. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. Don, what were you saying?
I was going to tell you, you know, Uncle Ed passed Saturday.
Oh, no.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And his body's at Brody's, and his funeral will be Saturday between 12 to 1, and his body will be viewed Friday from 12 to 6 at Brody's.
We have to get over it.
And right, I was going to say this too, Mr. Dockery. The kingdom of God is within you. And I was,
sir.
My father, I talked over and over about this. And the other day, Mr. Dockery, I'm going to be honest with you. I done had it with the Baptist preachers.
Mm.
You know, I really done had it with them. You know, I had a wife. I got a wife here, and I got a baby here, 9 years old, and I was trying to get a car the other day. And the minister to me had to me, it was jealousy. And then if I can ask that same minister, I asked him, I said, do you know the energy base of anger? Do you know the energy base of lust? Do you know the energy base of fear? And they couldn't give me an answer if I asked them. They never studied it. So I'm kind of disgusted with these ministers that screaming and yelling, but don't have no psychological skills like Outcast saying they can heal our people or educate our people. That's the problem I got right now.
Okay. Now I'm gonna tell you, we got some hurting people now. I think Outcast and 8112 will agree with that. There's some hurting people, and sometimes we cause hurt on ourselves, and we need to stop that. We just need to stop doing the things that bring hurt to ourselves. And I think you agree with me, 8112, that some people, you know, you tell them once, you tell them twice, you tell them three times, and being nice is not the way to address them. You have to be a bit more firm and consistent. But be fair, but be firm and consistent with them, because they take your kindness as a weakness. Would you agree with that, 8112?
Yes, sir. I agree with you very much because I got two here in my home with a baby, as he was speaking about. So my point to you was, do I help these young people or do I turn my back on them? I chose to help them, and I will continue to do so as long as the Lord says so. That's my point. Do you help them or do you downgrade them? I had to stand firm. I had to fuss at him. I had to do this. I had to be like a sergeant in the army.
Okay.
Because they need this. they don't lead nobody's sin. Oh, you ain't got good doggone sense. Oh, this, oh, that. And I feel like that. As I said, I experienced many things. And I hope by the grace of God my life is not over. It's just begun. And the things he put me out here to do as his daughter and my grandfather put me out here to do, if they say so, I hope I'm able to do it. And I hope I'm able to do it with their blessings. That's my point.
Right. 812, confession is good for the soul, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very good for the soul. And sometimes you can say some things you ain't get on that on red on telephone and plan to say. But when the Lord leads your heart to say what you say, if it reach one person, I always say, that's a plus.
I think you got it. I think you your point is worth taking. I was going to say, though, in addition to what you're saying, you know, I used to be a supervisor in a juvenile detention facility.
Okay.
And we had some young fellows in there that literally killed folks, not just one fool, several people, right? In dealing with them, there were times I'm confessing now, Pastor Wallace. Will you take my confession, Pastor Wallace? There were times I had to pull them in a corner, and I wasn't saying thank you, Jesus, Lord God, either.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because they need to understand I wasn't about to have that around that in my
family. And I'm not playing with you.
Right. So I think that's what Outkast is trying to say, is that there are times when you got to come real with people so that they can stop immediately harming themselves. If I see a baby running out, hold on 1 second. If I see a baby running out in the street, I'm not about to yell. I'm about to snatch them and put them close to me to make sure they stay safe. Now they gonna cry and they gonna be upset, but guess what? They'll be alive when they get through crying.
When I get them out the street, I just did this the other day. As I keep speaking to y'all, my own grandson, he ran down the street. He's sitting right there. He just took off like a bullet. And when I still had him. And when I caught his little butt, I spanked his little butt. Point to that street. That's danger, danger, danger.
Don't do that no more.
This is what we have to do with the younger generation. Everybody doesn't have anybody to care like that.
Okay. Well, let's give Outkast a chance to respond, because we've been talking about his comments. Outkast, you going to say something?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, I'm done with it. You know, I'm not angry with her or anything in that nature.
Okay,
but a lot of times, you know, like when we talk, she mentioned the pants again. Well, Reverend Doctor, she threw herself in that position as well. Oh, okay, then, well, this is why
I'm
woman
enough to handle that position.
But at the end of the day, I'm not angry with her. You know what I'm saying? Because she have a right to her opinion.
And her
right
is on this radio session, sir.
What's your
guess what? I'm woman enough
second.
To handle
hold
me.
8112. 8112.
No, talk about me like I'm not on here, because I'm front and center. Baby.
Hold on, 8112. Will you let him? I don't think he's trying to offend you, man. I don't hear him trying to offend you. Just hold, let him finish what he's saying, and we're going to turn the flow back over to the facilitator.
Okay. Yeah, I need to get it back in the room. That's what we were talking about. All right,
go
ahead.
Yeah,
well, I feel thank you. At the end of the day, in the society, society as a whole, certain behaviors we must change. Now, when I was coming up, if I was doing something stupid, I was told I was doing something stupid. If I was doing something good, I was told I was doing something good. The truth is not always pretty, you know. I wish, you know, that a lot of people would change. But they'll do it in their own time, and I'm done.
Yeah. Okay, Pastor, I'm sorry. Go ahead,
sir. Yeah, see, so listen, I utilized the power of the topic when you shared that with me, Pastor Doctor, and I thank God for everyone that's part of the listening audience as well. Notice that we're talking about how to regain control of your life.
Right.
You brought up a
hear you say, well, I would like to utilize the book Out of Control. And I discovered in Out of Control is that I personally was living
that's
a fast-paced life. And that caused me to be out of control. So the thought of being able to regain control was a beautiful thing. So how do a person get somebody in when you regain control and then you offer it to somebody else that's out there out of control? You see, it's like each one keeps going. How do I teach somebody else that I understand what it's like to be out of control? And
right.
That's an outstanding thing. So, yeah. And then I utilize the scripture to back it up. That's what I like to do to make it a feel. Listen to what it says. One more thing. It says, if a man thinks he needs to be something, when he is something, he deceives himself. And that's what I realized about myself. I deceive my own self. But I regain knowledge and I regain self. I can identify with other people who are not control. That makes sense. So if you got something to offer in that area, I mean, that's where we're at right now. We want you to, you to be able to put out there something that you can say, hey, I remember I was out of control, no matter what area you're in. And then maybe somebody can be able to say, well, I understand that. Now I got to work on, because I realize I'm out of control, but I can regain control of my life. Man, how awesome is that? To regain.
That's a powerful thing.
Topic, man. It's an awesome topic. It's a worthy thing. Our communities, I know that our communities are out of control. Just in the last week, two people have OD'd off of heroin in my community. So I'm dealing with that. I'm dealing with that in a mighty way, because that's the power of the enemy. So how do we gain control in our communities to let other people know that I understand what it's like to be on heroin? So because I have. But I my business. And that's what it's all about. So I can go out and testify to that and maybe make a difference in something. It's not something that should be taken lightly, I would say. So
Still
open.
Well, no, the Pastor, you know, we're going to be working together this weekend over there in that area. Have you had a chance to talk about that yet?
Did you share
that announcement?
No, I didn't. Yeah, you didn't.
Okay. You want to do that? Because we're getting... Look like you're getting close to the end of the show there.
Sure. Whole Saturday, on the 11th of August, we're bringing the community together to let them know what the New Way Outreach Ministry is doing. And for those of you that's in the Nashville area, we ask you to come out, 4010 Indiana Avenue. You know, it would be a great thing to see you show up from 12 until, you know, the Spirit of God releases us. But, I mean, those who like to contribute also, that's from afar. There is room that you can also contribute. If you want to know how, you can call me offline and area code 615-491-5489, and I can give you the furtherance on how you can be supportive from a distance. But in the meantime, it's a good thing, man, that we're going to be having people to come and to just get together and realize that that's what togetherness is all about. Coming together so we can find out what we can do to help our community. And that's what's going on.
Let me just reiterate that to my Facebook friends who may be listening tonight. We need some quiet money because we want to help support his ministry. He's doing a powerful and a worthy work there. He just mentioned the two people that he knows of that OD'd off of heroin just this week. So there are going to be others. And I'll be out there with them. We're pitching a tent. And if you're here in Nashville, bring some quiet money out there with him and help this brother do what he does. Pastor, this is where we got to – the truth of the matter is it's going to take some resources to reach the masses. Now, you're not going to stop doing what you've been doing, but it does take resources. We certainly want people to take that into account. 501c3, nonprofit organization, his and mine. And right now I'm not talking about BFC. I'm talking about – New Way Outreach now. We're going to be out there supporting them because we want to stop our people from ODing and shooting and killing one another the whole nine yards. That's really where it's at.
Yeah, praise God. They can pitch that tent also. Come on out and be a part of something wonderful. We can have a great time, but yet still
We're going to talk about how to break in the stronghold. So,
That's right. Outcast, you in town here? Outcast, you in town?
Yeah, what now?
You be able to stop by that field, man?
Oh, yeah. You know I'll stop by there.
All right.
Get my truck worked on. I'm going to get that done early in the morning. But, yeah, what was it, 4010 Indiana Avenue? Okay, yeah. I'll stop by there. No problem.
Right there off the corner of Clifton, man.
Yeah, man.
Clifton and what?
Clifton and 40th, right, Pastor?
Yeah, 40th and Clifton. Yeah, right there. Soon as you get
you ain't gonna be able to miss this outcast. You ain't gonna be able to miss.
Yeah. I'm gonna look familiar with that area around. I can get there. You know, no problem.
Okay. All right. Well. He was just talking about what can be done, and the truth of the matter. Sometimes we look for things to be in a grand fashion or some specific. You know what? Every little bit helps. Every little bit helps.
Yeah.
And, so, but praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Is 8112 still there?
8112.
So I'm still on here.
Okay. Well, 8112, you know, we love it. Sometimes we get passionate in our conversation.
That's okay.
Perhaps,
y'all a bunch of men on the radio station talking.
Oh, come on.
Talking about kids.
You know what? Women show nurturing in a different way than men do.
And I agree with you. But I had seven brothers, so I heard something from both sides of the fence.
Okay. All right. Pastor, you got a few minutes. Now let me get out your way, man. Let you wrap you up.
You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And when we get that in the spirit and recognize that, just keep on pushing. That's what we're doing right now. Earlier we were talking about where there's two or three gathered together in his name, touching and agreeing that he would be the midst of us. So we know he's in the midst, and he allowed us to have our faith and to get back to where we need to be as a reminder of the purpose and the plan of youth night on how to exercise, regaining our control of self, you know. And that's a beautiful, as I said, thing, and I'll continue to say that. And so we need to be examples, and I think that's going to be an outstanding thing in the furtherance of what the Word of God is saying to us, because I don't want to think of myself to be something when I'm not, because I know I'm going to be. Man, I just want to make sure I'm doing all I can do to help others, reaching out to help others. That's what ministry is about, usually outreach ministry. So talk to me, 8112, as I've been extending to you from time to time. Wanted to see what you had to say about things, but I didn't get a chance to give no response. I didn't know if you something that you were doing, but you're on the line now. Talk to me from a distance about what it's like to reach out and help someone that you may not never shake their hand, but still you're a part of, because you're reaching out and you're sharing something that's beneficial to just one. And you know that you said earlier. What about that? You know, you may not see 10, you may not get it. Help 20, but you can help one by way of utilizing your example of what self-control is about in your life, how you regain control in your life. What would you say about that?
Pastor Wallace, who are you talking to about?
I said 8112.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I had to ask my other line. I didn't hear you. I apologize. I say this. I thank God for Jesus. I think I got the most part covered because, like I stated earlier, I had to talk a whole lot to my grandfather and my father as well. I couldn't have control without his help. And he's blessed me. I do things sometimes that I ain't supposed to do, but I don't do no big drugs and nothing other than that stuff. I pay my bills. I try to maintain myself and keep myself grounded. Yes, sir. I am not ashamed to say that, as you stated earlier. But I also know there's a job I have to do. I don't know why I have to do it. I don't know when it's going to come to me and how it's going to come to me. It may be so stressful on me, I don't even understand it from others. But I do know this. When he wants me to do something, he guides me and he leads me. And I had to ask him, why I got to do this? And I know I'm never going to question him.
Yeah, okay.
They say, right. You're the head of the family. No, I'm not. I'm the youngest of my mother. Not the youngest, but the youngest daughter of my mother's children. Why I got to do all this? And
yeah,
then I had to catch myself. I said, oops, be careful now. Careful.
Yeah, you know,
if God told you to do something, you better fall on your knees and do it to the best of your capabilities, is what I tell myself.
Right.
I talk to myself, but I don't answer myself now. I let him.
Well, I answer myself sometimes.
I don't. I let him guide me and lead me, but I will ask him.
Okay.
You don't know why I got to do all these things. I'm the youngest daughter, and it's hard. It's hard. You put yourself in certain situations where you don't even understand why he chose you to do it, but that's not for you to understand. It's for you to accomplish it. Understand that. And if you don't accomplish it, then you've let my father and my grandfather down.
Wow.
I was doing the best of my capabilities each and every time. I'm not sending the church house talking. I talk to these people right in here, right outside, like you said, you go out and you witness to them.
Mm-hmm.
I thanked y'all last week. And I can agree to disagree. That's the part, we are grown-ups.
Sure.
We can do that.
Sure.
It may sound debater, and it may sound like, oh, they're fussing at me. But I can agree with you to disagree with you. And we're adults, so it's okay. I'm not angry with you. I don't want that burden in my heart.
Okay.
Who knows who's going to live today or die tomorrow?
Well, yeah, I know we all appreciate you, and we glad to hear. I'm certainly glad to hear.
I
know we all hear that.
See, there's a part of me that's was instilled with me. And Pastor Dockery, oops, oh, my goodness. And Pastor...
Uh-oh.
Pastor Wallace, oops, my goodness. And for everybody else that's listening, whether they're on Facebook or not, God is good.
All
He makes us face challenges that we don't understand, and I got that part. Even when it's going on, it's all right. It don't feel all right. No, it don't feel all right. But at the end of the day, if we talked to him about it, it was all right.
Amen.
We need the right medicine, so that's all right.
I got my medicine, and I want to keep it. I don't want to lose that faith with regards to what I'm doing. Sometimes Lucifer was a beautiful angel, and he did all he did in heaven. God had him angel. And he turned because he thought he was more than what my father and my grandfather were. Showed him different. I don't want to do that to nobody. That's why I was talking to my friend on the line, because let's not talk about these children like that. Some of them may be listening, not know how to reach out and tell you that themselves. I got some here in my house. I don't always know, and I had to come hard, as the doctor say. I had to come so hard, I feel bad every now and then, not a whole lot. You ain't going to disrupt my life like that, because I'm going to make you understand yours.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's a word in the scripture there, man. You know?
Hey, Pastor, I'm unloading the vehicle. I'm gonna get out your way, sir, so I won't all this noise won't mess up the rest of your show.
You have
but
a
thank
blessed
you guys.
Trip home.
We'll be back Thursday. I'll see you guys Thursday night.
All right.
Yeah,
guys.
Man. Hey, the grace be upon you, Pastor.
All right. God bless y'all.
Thank you. God bless you. All right. We're going
tell you what
though,
Rebel Wallace. I just wanted to say that at the end of the day, my conversation went back to what you just stated. These are some of the people, you know, that perhaps we can reach, that we can sit down and talk to and try to steer them in a right direction. Because a lot of people, you know, they just don't know, you know. And if you sit down and talk to them, perhaps you can turn them around. My objective is to never down anyone. Now, I do
but it'd be certain people that I do that to. But if I see a person that's in need and head in the wrong direction, yeah, I would stop and I would talk to them and try to turn them around. We all make mistakes. We're not God, you know. Mm-hmm. And we're going to make mistakes 365 days a year, I guess, at times. But
yes,
we still have a God that we can rely on at the
yes,
end of
sir.
The day.
Yes, sir. All right, now. That's
you know? Now, I don't like the fact. Now, 3112, I want you to listen to me, and I want you to listen to me well. I don't like the fact that a lot of you guys get advantage of the women that are weak.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes,
you know,
sir.
I don't like that. That was my point. You know that this person has issues, but yet and still they use them and abuse them. I ask you, I implore you to answer this question. Is that right?
No, sir.
Well, that's a good answer to the question.
That was my point.
It's not
no,
right,
sir. It is not right for anybody in their right mind. How can we decide who's in their right mind?
Hey, Carlos, we have about 4 minutes left of the show.
Okay, glory to God. 4 minutes, we have to wind down. I mean, we have had a conversation to be uplifted, and we praise God for everybody that had a chance to share. But the winding down time is here, and we want to continue to press on to the end. And if anybody has anything, about 30 seconds that you can say, we're going to have to wind it down. So I'm going to give you 8112, give me about 30 seconds. And Brother Don, are you on the line? And if not, I'm passing over to ICAC, and then we'll be ready to go on to the next segment until we meet again. Go ahead, give me 30 seconds, if you will, 8112.
Okay. I respect everyone. I really do. I know I get very passive at times because I speak the truth as they do, as we know it. But I also get very emotional about the young people out here because a lot of them are so lost. And if we're going to speak as the elder people for them, we are just who I said. Then we had to speak it positively. The power of positive thinking is a powerful thing.
Well, if positive thinking is a powerful thing, praise God for that. You know, and that's on the real. We appreciate you.
I say it every day to myself.
Yeah, that's all right. That's beautiful. Okay, give us something, man, so we can, as I say, it's winding down time. And just want to
okay, well, you know, I really don't have nothing to say. I really don't have anything else to say. You know, you can give it back to 12. You know, you can let her have it, and then you can go on off air, I guess. 12, go ahead.
Yeah.
Don't get
amen.
Angry with me. Why you got to get back to me? I want to hear your
I'm
voice.
Not angry.
I love your voice.
I'm not angry.
I love your voice. I love to hear your input. It's called debating, and we can agree to disagree.
Look, I'm not. But I'm
okay.
not angry. Yes, we can always agree to disagree, but I'm not angry.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thank you. I thought you was, and I'm sorry if I was misunderstood.
Let me share something with both
of you. My point is, I'm going to wrap my point up real fast because I'm getting ready to hang up. There's a lot of
okay.
things, and we all have different paths and lives to cross. And only God knows where he's going to lead you at, what day you came home and what day you're going to leave home. And I respect that. And I once again, thank you all you guys for doing the work that you are doing. Because Pastor Dockery's radio station and the Zunder Seer is doing a great job. And I respect that. I appreciate that. And I thank you all once again.
Amen. Praise God. I want you to listen to this as before we get ready to leave. It says, bear ye one another's burden and so fulfill the law of Christ. So if we're able to bear each other's burdens as the word of God is saying, we've done our part. Glory to God. That means that the topic tonight was dealing with how to regain control
yes.
of our lives. So we're on like everybody that had a chance to talk and for those that was able to listen. We appreciate it, and we just know as the time is winding down, we just thank God most of all for allowing us to have conversation and the dialogue and everything that we had a chance to do on this night. Until we meet again, we thank God for Pastor Dockery and how he was able to tune in from time to time. We'll go out with this in mind and always remember in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 13, it states very clear in the first verse, it says, let the love continue. Glory to God. So with that being said, we are in the continuation of brotherly love, and you just heard it on Talk Straight tonight when you was able to say one to another what you just seen, and it inspired me to know that it has to do with Talk Straight, and that's what you guys have been doing, and we appreciate you very much. So much that can be said, but not enough time to say it all because we only have less than a minute to go. Glory to God. But we're going to lift up the name always and realize that we serve a mighty good God. And
yes,
he's
sir.
A God always on time. And remember the song that was written when he said, change will come. And we do believe for those on the outside that don't know right now, change still is available. And it's always good to reach out to others because the Lord said, bear ye one another's burdens. Amen.
Right now, amen. Y'all have a blessed night.
Hey, Pastor Wally, that's it.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. You're so, so very kind. I'm telling you, I thank you so much.
I'm sure my dad will probably call you in a few minutes.
Oh, my goodness. I sure appreciate you very much. You're just wonderful. You can always remember, you can step in any time and do when you see that he's rolling out of control. I give you way to say, look, just go ahead on and do what you say you do. You know what I mean? We don't want the people to have to hear that. And then I'm trying to come in and get them to break it up. And we don't even people have to take them and try to break them up. So you just come right on in. And
yeah, hopefully my dad, he'll be able to. I have too many more misses, but I'm sure he'll give you a call soon.
Okay, thank you for telling me. Okay. All right, bye.